kids. Yep, yep. Here it is, post-Christmas. I'm back again. Your old pal, Stu. Yeah, it's about 6 minutes after the hour of six. It's Wednesday, that means, yes, it's time once again for the Twang Trust. The only show that brings you both kinds of music. Let's make Christmas mean something this year, part one. And let's make Christmas mean something this year, part two. Yeah. Here we are. Well, it's 2 days after Christmas. I don't know. Can we play Christmas music? And it's like, it's too early to celebrate New Year's. So what are we going to do tonight? How about we play Christmas songs and celebrate New Year's? Ah, yeah, we're going to do that here tonight on the Twang Trust. Wish me luck. Welcome to the Twang Trust, kids. That's Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, recorded live in 1978 in Atlanta, Georgia. And what else are you going to do in Atlanta, Georgia, but play a James Brown song? Night Train there. And, of course, James Brown got a pretty crappy Christmas present this year, huh? Yeah, yeah. Well, I think we all owe it to James to make Christmas mean something this year.
James Brown. This is a very, very unusual way to come to you. But I gotta start by saying thanks. Thanks for such a wonderful year. Not only to you, to God, number one. To you, number two. And for all the wonderful things. You know, when I look at a beautiful day, I say, God is happy. Sing one time.
Make this Christmas mean something this year.
I say it's happy because the birds are tweeting, the sun is shining, the wind is blowing, the breeze, the leaves are flying. Everybody feels nice. We just say, oh God, thanks for all the wonderful things. Even see a little snow sometimes. But you know, God only knows how the Christmas is gonna look. So one more time, I'll say, let's make our next year be as nice as this year. Now, Christmas gotta be the kind of a Christmas that we remember a long time ago. You remember when everybody used to look forward to Santa Claus? You didn't want to know what you're gonna have the next day. You couldn't wait until Christmas morning and jump up. But that's the morning that you wouldn't go to your table. You go straight to your little sack, hanging on the mantle. Over the fireplace. Enjoy this. And I really can't find enough words that would really make me express myself, the good feeling that I have. But I want to say thanks. Thank you, God. And now, let's make Christmas the kind of a Christmas that we remember. You know, you made Christmas very, very beautiful for me in my past years. But let's make this Christmas good for everybody. The kind of a Christmas that Mom, Dad, let's make Christmas.
Make this Christmas.
And all back and way. No, 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 no. Make it a beautiful,
make this Christmas
a lovable,
mean
enjoyable Christmas now, now, now. Oh, that's a violin playing. That's a violin playing now.
Let's
feel so good. Come on.
Make this Christmas.
see Santa Claus. I'm Victoria Williams. You're under the mistletoe with Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
So Santa Claus and Jesus walk into a bar, and Jesus says to Santa, "Are you buying? 'Cause I'm broke." So Santa says, "Man, I've got this one, 'cause Jesus, you're a ton of fun, and frankly, I respect a man for trying and not dying. Oh, and have yourself a very merry Boxing Day. Isn't that what this is all about anyway? Have yourself a very merry Boxing Day. Sing ho, 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 hooray." All the Who's in Whoville and down in Christmas Town, your credit cards are taking quite a beating. Swipe and sign, and swipe and sign, till the little black strip's overheating. Fahu Forest, Dahu Torres, welcome Boxing, Boxing Day. Fahu Forest, Dahu Torres, welcome Boxing, Boxing Day. Have yourself a very merry Boxing Day. Get all the shit that couldn't fit in Santa's sleigh. Have yourself a very merry Boxing Day. Sing ho, 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 hooray. Let us make a toast to all the Christmas ghosts and to the Christmas spirit, and we who can't get near it. May your days be many, maybe many more than mine. And don't spend all your Boxing Days in line. Oh, and have yourself a very merry Boxing Day. Isn't that what this is all about anyway? Have yourself a very merry Boxing Day. Sing ho!
Have a merry Boxing Day, indeed. That's an outfit from somewhere in Alberta. Is it Calgary? I think something like that. Anyway, they're called Rocky Fortune, and that's something you can find on their MySpace page. Yes, have a merry Boxing Day. We're only 2 days, or only a day past that, so that's okay, huh? Yeah, not too late. Before that, the Gasoline Brothers. They're apparently from Texas, but their drummer's from Holland. Wow. That makes practicing expensive, I think. Hungover Boxing Day from the Gasoline Brothers. That can be found on the 2006 Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. Hope you got one for Christmas. If you don't, well, you know, it's never too late. It's never too late to call me up at 774-6877 and say you want one. We're shut down here at the University of Winnipeg. You can't get in to pick it up until, I'm not sure when, until we open again. I don't know when that is. No, it doesn't say anywhere on the wall here. But it's soon enough. If you live close to me, I'll drop it off. But yeah, if you want one of these things, complete with bonus DVD, let me know. And if you don't, well, then that's to you. And of course, at the top of that set, we started it off with the late, sadly, but of course great, James Brown, and Let's Make Christmas Mean Something This Year. And let's, huh? Let's do just that. Let's make this show mean something anyways, huh? Yeah, the Twang Trust. We're here for another hour and a half and a bit here on CKW 95.9 FM. Yeah, we're going to be a little bit seasonal, but then we're going to have our New Year's party a little later, too. I won't be around for New Year's Eve, unfortunately, so we're going to have our New Year's Eve party tonight, a little later. So, get ready for that. We're going to dance up a storm. Oh, boy, it's going to be fun. I don't know. Should we do a best of the year thing next week, maybe? I don't know if we're going to bother. I play the best stuff of the year every week, so why would I do a best of the year show? I don't know. We'll see. I think we're going to revisit some things that we've did live on the air with some fabulous in-house musicians, though, a little later. I think we'll do that tonight. But here's our little local holiday set. I wanted to do this last week and just plumb run out of time. So we're going to do it now. Here's a little something. It's sort of local in a way, but not really, but kind of. It's a self-titled debut album from a fella going by the name of Baby Eagle. Who is Baby Eagle? What is Baby Eagle? Well, it's one guy. His name's really Steve Lamke. He can be found usually in the band The Constantines, making a whole lot of noise, but he's put out this solo thing, and it's not all that noisy at all. In fact, it's really nice. And it was actually recorded, believe it or not, here in Winnipeg at the home studio of some other kids you might be familiar with, John K. Sampson and Christine Fellas. Yeah, and they're on here. They're doing stuff. You can hear Christine warbling away, and John's doing something, I'm sure. And, yeah, maybe we can hear them on this track, which is called Long Dying Days of the Holidays.
The alley's filled with squirrels and dreams, rats in the trash in my feet. I'm slipping on the ice, what I've buried beneath. 3 feet of snow till the spring. Back in the city after Christmas. Be up all night with the woman. The wishbone snapped exactly in half, and you said, well, that's how the year will go by. These long dying days. These long dying days. The holidays. Sir Jimmy can't sleep for the racket we make in the kitchen when dancing. These long dying days of the holidays. And a clatter of bones for the new year.
So this is a song, and it's called The Last One. And Jason renamed it, for some reason, Golly, Thanks for the Great Tip on My Paper Route This Christmas. So that's its new title.
You always stole all my last words. There's no exception, and one more for me to send, and nothing happens in the end. I'm thinking of you less, more concerned, and more is less. I guess it doesn't matter now. Maybe we'll never go insane. You always said we would. Sometimes I wished we could, with you lying naked in the rain. singing Boney-O, cutting down all our old friends. I talk to them again now. So here's the last one I have left. We fell a little deep. I watched you fall asleep. Nothing happens in the end. I remember when I could remember when. Seems like a long
these are a few. everybody. This is Carrie and Devin from Nathan, and you are listening to
The High and Lonesome Sound of the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hi, welcome back, kids. That was Nathan, of course. And their little Christmassy thing, sort of, kind of, from their Casserole EP. Yeah, that's brand new almost, pretty close to it. You can find it in stores now. Get it before you go out to get their brand new full-length album shortly. I forget. I know I didn't write it down, but I did notice up on the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club website, there is a CD release bash scheduled. Yeah, so check that out sometime. I think it's January. I think it's like late January, if I'm not mistaken, which I could be. So, you know, don't take my word for it. Go find out for yourself. Before Nathan was the Weaker Thans, of course. Yes, the Weaker Thans recorded live here in Winnipeg. That was actually originally broadcast here on CKW a long, long time ago, back in the olden days. Yeah, that was a song called "Golly, Thanks for the Great Tip on My Paper Route This Christmas." Yep. It has a shorter title on their first album, but I like that title better. It should have been "Golly, Thanks for the Great Tip on My Paper Out This Christmas, Part 1, though, I think. We'll call it that tonight. And at the top of that set, Baby Eagle, recorded in John K. Sampson and Christine Fella's home studio here in Winnipeg. Yeah, Baby Eagle. That's one of them fellas from the Constantines. Put out a solo thing, and it's quite a nice happening kind of a thing. And that was a little number called "Long Dying Days of the Holidays." Yes. What's next? Hey, New Year's is coming. And our old pals Nathan are doing the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club thing this year, ringing in that their new year. This is 2006. Next is, I don't know, you do the math. But anyways, yeah, Nathan and Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices will be at the High and Lonesome Club on New Year's Eve. $20 will get you in. And why don't we hear something else from Nathan to lead us up to our New Year's Eve dance party here on the Twang Trust. Is that what we're going to do next? We're going to do this live thing, though. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know. Anyways, here they are. It's the Nathan Kids. And go party with them on New Year's.
I'm going down the highway with a suitcase full of all my bad ideas. Gonna test them out, see what I have been missing all these years. Are they things I can't imagine my way through until the end, where I feel devastated for the things I put you through, my sweet Vivian? Hate to take your heart and break it, so I'm turning myself in. Thank you.
Ever been played? Ain't no one made it. This the way it was. Stephen Kabakis and his 12-piece band and horn section are joined by gospel singers and a symphony orchestra to recreate Elvis in concert. Elvis, the Way It Was, has been described as the number one production in the world. The Toronto Globe and Mail says Stephen Kabakis is incredible. Elvis, the Way It Was.
In Winnipeg, Saturday, January 6th at 8 p.m. at the Centennial Concert Hall. Tickets at Ticketmaster, 780-3333.
The Father heard church bells at midnight. A wrong time for church bells to chime. He went to the tower, found a little girl there, said, "Why ring the bells at this time?" "I'm just ringing the bells for Jim, please, Father. Ringing the bells for Jim. I'm sorry I'm crying, but my brother Jim's dying, so I'm ringing the bells for Jim. Please, Father, pray for him this Christmas. He's sick and he's in so much pain. The doctors all say he'll be gone any day, so I must ring the bells again. I'm just ringing the bells for Jim, please, Father. Ringing the bells for Jim. I'm sorry I'm crying, but my brother Jim's dying, and I'm ringing the bells for Jim. On the day after Christmas, she brought him, said, "Father, need little Jim. You see, he got well when he heard the church bells. I was ringing the bells for Jim. I'm just ringing the bells for Jim, please, Father. Ringing the bells for Jim. Sorry I'm crying, but my brother Jim's dying, so I'm ringing the bells for Jim."
Ah, the Christmas spirit, Mr. Johnny Cash, and ringing the bells for Jim. It's just not a Christmas season without that one. Before that was the Johnny Cash song by Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. Yeah. They'll be playing the big High and Lonesome Club this New Year's Eve, along with the folks we heard before that, Nathan, from their last full-length album, Jimson Weed. We heard Bad Ideas, and they'll be celebrating their brand-new record very, very soon. And you can hear all about it, I'm sure, New Year's Eve, when they join the Poor Choices. The Bad Ideas and the Poor Choices. Hey, what a bill. But yeah, that's happening. Times change this New Year's. What fun it'll be. We'll tell you about other things going on in the town on New Year's Eve and on other nights. Coming up in the Entertainment Guide at the top of the hour or shortly thereafter. And then we're going to have our New Year's Eve dance party just a little early. But what the heck? It'll be New Year's somewhere. Like on Mars or something, isn't it? It's New Year's on Mars tonight, I think. So, yeah, we're going to celebrate that. And right now, though, I thought we'd take a look back. A look back on the year that was on the Twang Trust. It was a good year for live in-studio appearances here on the Twang Trust. Boy, let me tell you, holy moly. We had guests aplenty, and they were jaw-dropping guests, let me tell you. We had had all sorts of folks come through the studios this year. We had local hero Jeffrey Hatcher. We had Elliot Brood come by and hang out for a while. All sorts of great folks. And then we had these next three acts that actually lugged in their instruments, set them up, and played some tunes. And we're going to listen to them all. Of course, I had the best birthday present ever this year. I had the Grand Caribou Opry come in and preview their show that was going to happen the next night. And, of course, I was out of town the next night, as it happened. So I got my very own little Opry handed to me live here on the show. And we're going to listen to a tune that happened that night. It was quite a tune I'd heard a month or two beforehand and just knocked me out. Our old pal Ridley Bent did this song at the Westin Cultural Center when that whole Western Canadian Music Awards thing was happening. And I asked him to do it. It turns out he wrote the song with his pal Dustin Bentall, who was also part of that Grand Caribou Opry. And they said they'd do it, and then somebody was going to play a song and then decided they couldn't. And so they asked Ridley to do that song, but Ridley had actually stepped out to, I don't know, go to the bathroom or get a Coke or something. So Dustin decided to do it. And this song will be on Ridley's next album. It won't be sung by Dustin Bentall, but this version you're going to hear starts out by Dustin, and then Ridley comes in halfway through and finishes it up. So it's a bit of a duet. It's unbelievably rare. You'll never hear it like this again, I'm betting. But you heard it here live on the Twang Trust, and what fun it was.
So all of a sudden it's turned into a bunch of dope smoking weirdos. Should I just start it?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so this is that song you're talking about, all Nine Inch Nails, that Ridley and I wrote this summer. I met her in a record shop. She was into hard rock. We had a wild affair. She moved in and the rent was shared. Yeah, we spent a lot of nights listening to records in the candlelight. If it wasn't for music, we never would have fallen in love. The breakup was a rough one. Well, she pulled out a shotgun. I talked her down and we worked it out. She got it all in the matching couch. And I still got my records, and I need a sad song. But wouldn't you know it, the jackets are wrong. All the sad ones are gone. I got her tool collection. She got my working man's blues. She got my Tom T. Hall. I got her Husker Du. Yeah, we got them all mixed up. When we were high on rails, she got my 9-pound hammer. I got her 9-inch nails. Now we need Brian for the other verse, but he's gone. Too bad. She caught me on the south side of town. Downtown with Pamela Brown, an educated, well-intentioned, good girl in our town. She had me all tied up. I had her all tied down. If it wasn't for music, I never would have fallen in love. I got a tool collection. She got my working man's blues. She got my Tom T. Hall, I got her Husker Du. Yeah, we got them all mixed up. When we were high on rails, she got my 9-pound hammer, I got her 9-inch nails. Oh, since you're here now, you might as well give them that verse.
Well, she won't return my phone calls. I'm running low on alcohol. I drive down to the LCB, get myself some Tennessee whiskey, and I throw on some Black Hole Sun. Cause you know I kinda like that one. If it wasn't for music, I never never would have fallen in love. I got a tune collection. She got my working man's blues. She got my Tom T. Hall. I got her Husker Du. Yeah, we got them all mixed up. When we were high on rails, she got my 9-pound hammer. I got her 9-inch nails. Yeah, she got my 9-pound hammer. I got her 9-inch nails.
Hey, this is Rami Mays, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
My game. I saw her cool beauty inside her dance my flame, and I watched my desire turn from me to her, and I was blinded, and then she touched me near.
tower standing like it was the day before. We got all the smoke and mirrors here. There's no strangers at the door. And he's drinking kerosene. So smooth and pretty, right before she falls. Now David brings salvation.
Thank you.
Whoa, settle down there, settle down. It's not quite, we're not quite ready for that bit of intensity. But that was intense enough, huh? The Hazy Pilgrims live here on CKW on the Twang Trust. Just a little, about a month and a bit ago? Yes, indeed. Winnipeg's only rock and roll band, the Hazy Pilgrims, in acoustical mode there. Fabulous little ditty called Killdeer. The Hazy Pilgrims are playing this Saturday. We're going to tell you about that in the entertainment guide coming up momentarily. Rami Mays with the cover of Willie P. Bennett's Willie's Diamond Joe. That happened here on the Twang Trust with special guest Gurf Morlix. Holy, and also Moly. Yes, it's true. And at the top of that little set of live on the Twang Trust material, Dustin Bentall and Ridley Bent with their big smasheroo and 9-inch nails. Yes, indeed. Well, look at that. We're late. We're like 8 minutes late for the entertainment guide. We got to do that. We're going to do that momentarily, and then we're going to come back with the Twang Trust New Year's Eve dance party. Yeah. No, it's not New Year's Eve yet. I know. I'm not an idiot, but I ain't going to be here New Year's Eve, and neither are you. So we're going to do it tonight. Yep, it's New Year's Eve on Mars tonight. We're celebrating that. So stay tuned, won't you? Yes, I'm sure you will.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
From May to October of this year, many members of our community who participated in the Critical Mass bike rides were fined over $3,000, charged with criminal offenses, or are required to attend court. Many are wondering, what is the next step? Well, let's party! On January 5th and 6th, come down to the Mondragon Bookstore and Coffeehouse for two fun-filled nights of rockin' good times. All proceeds will assist Critical Massers in paying their legal fees. Featuring great live bands such as Ian LaRue, Canoehead, Dead Dogs, and Sortie Riel. Also playing are some of Winnipeg's premier DJs. There'll be delicious vegan food, radical books, and all the bike enthusiasm you can handle. Go to www.mondragon.ca for more details. That's January 5th and 6th at the Mondragon. Come and celebrate community and your right to mass.
Hey everybody, listen up. How much do you love the music? Sonus Musica is a new and used vinyl and CD store in love with recorded music in many styles and genres. Visit Sonus at 877 Portage Avenue for a wicked selection of LPs and CDs. Open 7 days a week. Call 779-6507 for store hours. Sonus offers 15% off all used goods to CKW Friends card holders. Sonus Musica, a new record store in town. Loving the sound and proud of it.
CKW's famous entertainment guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKW Friends card.
Time now for CKW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. So what's happened? Well, you know, CKW would like you to know about this. This season, when consumerism is running rampant and more people are asking for your money on the streets, consider supporting LIGHT. That's Local Investment Toward Employment. LIGHT works at addressing the root causes of poverty. LIGHT's mission is to support community economic development in the inner city. LIGHT provides community groups with support to hire inner city residents and give them employment and skill development. You can contribute to the Light campaign by picking up a donation brochure available in the CKUW lobby or by calling the Light office at 942-8578. For more info on Light, go to www.lite.mb.ca. Well, let's see. What's happening over Time Change High and Lonesome Club before the big New Year's Eve celebrations kick in? Tomorrow night, it's Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials. Friday is Deborah Lynn Neufeld's CD release bash. And Saturday, we don't know. We don't know what's going on there Saturday. But of course, New Year's Eve, Nathan and Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices, a rockin' Times Change. Yes, indeed. Hey, this Friday, you just heard them. Friday, the Hazy Pilgrims with a couple other bands will be playing at the Collective on Osborne. Yes, Friday night. This Friday, Hazy Pilgrims, Winnipeg's only rock and roll band. I don't know what kind of music the other bands that are on the bill are going to be playing. Perhaps they're chanting monks or something. I'm not sure. But anyways, the Hazy Pilgrims doing the rock and roll portion of that show. Let's see, what else is happening on New Year's Eve? Well, at the King's Head, you can see the Windups and JFK and the Conspirators. $7 in advance will get you in that door, or $10 the night of. Yes, and over there at the Pyramid Cabaret, this is kind of cool. DJ Co-op and DJ Honeycutt are proudly presenting New Year's Eve with Buck 65 rocking his first ever Winnipeg Dance Floor DJ set. Yep. With invited guests, Papa Mambo. Yep. It's not like they're going to be crashing the place. They have been invited. Yes, that's at the Pyramid Cabaret, New Year's Eve. Doors at 9 p.m. Early bird tickets, $15. And I don't know if you can still get those or not, but if they are available, they are available at Urban Bakery, Custom Culture, Into the Music, and Ticketmaster. Otherwise, it's like $20. Yeah. Which is still a deal. Boy, if I was a hip, happening, party, hardy kind of guy, which I'm not, that's where I'd be going. Absolutely. What else going on? What's happening next year? Well, the Tragically Hipper are going to be closing the show for the Sadies. Yes, the Sadies at MTS Center, Saturday, January 20th. And Tuesday, January 23rd, our old pal Matt Mays coming back to the West End Cultural Center. That's where he opened for Kathleen Edwards back in, the 50s, wasn't it? Friday, January 26th, the Western States. They are having their CD release bash at the West End Cultural Center on, Friday, January 26th, the same night as their bake sale. Yeah. Who knew? What a coincidence. Thursday, February 8th, Tim O'Brien. Bluegrass A-lister Tim O'Brien at the West End Cultural Center. That's cool. And Monday, March 19th, the big show we've been waiting months and months for. Only three more to wait. John Hyatt, Joe Ely, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark. The countdown is on. All them guys at the Centennial Concert Hall, March 19th, a Monday night. I'll be there. Will you? Looks like that's going to do it for the Entertainment Guide tonight, kids. If that wasn't enough entertainment for you, well, stay tuned to this show. It's plenty entertaining. Isn't that noise entertaining? No, I don't think either. I don't think so either. There, it's gone. The Entertainment Guide is gone. See you next year, Entertainment Guide.